coming into our metta practice, taking a posture that is comfortable yet wakeful, making sure there's no tension in the body. So taking good care of the self, of this body, and taking care too of any sleepiness that may be happening. And sitting quietly with just feeling the breath, perhaps picking up on the radiant light of metta practice we just did, and feeling the breath through the heart center and the chest with the warmth of light of the sun, of the moon. Short piece from Jane Hirschfield called Late Prayer. Tenderness does not choose its own uses. It goes out to everything equally. Circling rabbit and hawk. Look, in the iron bucket, a single nail, a single ruby, all the heavens and hells. They rattle in the heart and make one sound. Tenderness or metta goes out to everything equally. And so letting ourselves hold in mind now someone who's light and easy, that we might offer metta to. Warms our heart. There's light there, ease, maybe a smile. And offering your own metta phrases or these simple ones to this easy one. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And practicing in the silence with metta for the easy one, feeling the body all the while, perhaps the breath through the heart region, if that's helpful, soothing touch. Take a half a minute more for that and check in with yourself, how it's sitting with you. Hopefully some warmth and some goodwill has been engendered. And you might bring yourself into the circle of care with this easy one. Perhaps sense yourself with them. A sense of belonging together. Connection. Ease. And as you're ready, offering the phrases, your own or these simple ones, to yourself with the easy one. May we both be safe. May we both be healthy. May we both be happy. May we both live with ease. And take a half a minute more for that. Again, noticing how it sits with you, body, mind, and heart. And as you feel ready and able, let's open into other categories. The benefactor, the friend, the neutral one. And so opening the eyes and taking a look at the screen, seeing the images of different ones or their squares, their names. And just taking in each one, some are neutral to you. You've never really met before, or barely. Some you may feel very friendly towards. And all are benefactors, because they're here and have been with you, for some of you, a long time. And notice yourself in and amongst these ones. You too may be neutral, a friend, a benefactor to others, and at times to yourself. And then going inward again, letting the eyes soften or close. And with the sense of the community and all these different representations of categories here, offering the phrases to the community, remembering you too are part of the community. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy. May we all live with ease. Practicing in the silence. Possibly letting particular individuals stand for benefactor or friend or neutral one, and offering the phrases, knowing that the offering radiates outwards beyond these ones. Tenderness goes out to everything equally. Take another half minute for that. And noticing how it is in body, heart, and mind, and in particular, did you forget yourself as part of this community? Did you forget yourself as friend, benefactor, neutral one? Can we remember ourselves now and offer the metta just to ourselves, but within a sense of being a part of this community, a sense of belonging to the wider whole? May I be safe in the midst of this community. May I be healthy in the midst of this community. May I be happy in the midst of this community. May I live with ease in the midst of this community. May I know the truth of my belonging in this community. Practicing in the silence. Grounding through body and breathing, taking care. Taking a half minute more for that, and noticing how it's been sitting with you in body, mind, and heart. And if there's been struggle, especially having that sense of your belonging here, just remembering the advice of Galway Canal and St. Francis and the Sow. The bud stands for all things, even for those things that don't flower, for everything flowers from within of self-blessing. Though sometimes it is necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness, to put a hand on its brow of the flower and retell it in words and in touch, it is lovely, until it flowers again from within of self-blessing. And so giving yourself whatever soothing touch you may need. Letting be with all doubt. All belong. It's simply a fact. So Mary Oliver, she teaches us this again and again. And here's this wee poem called One. The mosquito is so small, it takes almost nothing to ruin it. Each leaf the same, and the black ant hurrying. So many lives, so many fortunes. Every morning I walk softly and with forward glances down to the ponds and through the pine woods. Mushrooms even have but a brief hour before the slug creeps to the feast, before the pine needles hustle down under the bundles of harsh, beneficent rain. How many make up a world? And then I think of that old idea, the singular and the eternal. One cup in which everything is swirled back to the color of the sea and sky. Imagine it, a shining cup, surely. In the moment in which there is no wind over your shoulder, you stare down into it, and there you are, your own darling face, your own eyes. And then the wind, not thinking of you, just passes by, touching the ant, the mosquito, the leaf, and you know what else. How blue is the sea, how blue is the sky, how blue and tiny and redeemable everything is. Even you, even your eyes, even your imagination. May we all rest in the truth of the belonging of all things, including ourselves. This is metta, boundless, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will.